Now, if you like the idea of using sunscreens, here's a new twist to an old idea that makes your promotions even more memorable. It's based on an irrefutable law of human nature, and that is, always make the other person feel important. And how can you do that with sunscreen? Just include the person's name on the label. With us now to explain how he has made this idea work for him is John Spicer, a senior product manager with Norgine. John, welcome to the program, and let's start with a brief outline of the Norgine company and the products that you sell.
Norgine is a pharmaceutical company, and we have products promoted into pharmacy and promoted to general practitioners.
John, you've been in the pharmaceutical industry since 1988 and provided your salespeople with dozens of different promo items. But there's one item you keep coming back to, and that's the tube of sunscreen. And you do something different with the sunscreen. What is it?
Well, we personalise them by putting the representative's name and telephone number on them, and it turns it into a mini business card.
And how many tubes do you order per rep?
Well, we work it out approximately one tube per target customer, which for us in our industry is about 300 tubes per representative.
And how many reps are there at Norgine?
We have approximately 20 representatives.
So that's 6,000 tubes for the campaign?
That's right, yes.
How do the reps feel about having their name on the tubes?
Well, they really like it. They enjoy having something different to give to their customers other than pens, pads and sticky notepads. And it does distinguish them from the other companies that are out there.
And during your career, you've used these personalised tubes with different companies?
Yes, I've used it initially with Shearing Plough when I had about 35 representatives in the team. I then have used it with BOC Medical with about 15 representatives. And now with Norgine, as I mentioned, we have 20 representatives.
Well, like most companies, you regularly attend conferences and you need to attract visitors to your stand. And you've used them there as well. How did that work?
Well, we have the sunscreens available at the conference, but we go an extra step to personalise them there for the delegates. We put a welcome Dr. Smith, for example, on the tube, and we have the sunscreens available at our stand.
So you get the doctor's name before the conference begins?
Yes, we certainly do.
And how do you do that?
Most conferences will provide the names of their registered delegates, especially if you explain that you're providing a personalised gift with their name on it.
Well, does having the tubes personalised with their names attract more doctors to your stand?
Yes, it certainly does. I mean, we usually put in a satchel insert to advertise the personal gift that we got at the stand, to let them know that it's there. And then when other doctors saw their colleagues with their sunscreen, they were very keen to get their own. So they actually come round to the stand asking for their personalised sunscreen, which is fantastic.
And how did the doctors feel about them?
Well, they love to see their own name personalised on the tube, and they were very, very happy to receive it.
John, you've reminded our listeners of the value of making the other person feel important, and you have given them a very easy way to do it. I'm glad you could come in. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
So if you like the idea of personalising promo items with the names of your salespeople or your customers, you're not restricted to sunscreens. If you have women in your sales force, or perhaps you're promoting to women, we can easily brand tubes of hand and nail cream and pots or sticks of lip balm. Just returning to sunscreen for a moment, there's three ways you can use it. There's our small 50-gram tube, which is 11 centimetres high and fits in a golf bag or a pocket. There's a lip balm stick. One of those sticks has a clip top on it, so you can hook it onto a lanyard. It's a great item for a conference where the delegates can wear the lip balm on a lanyard around their neck. And there's the one-shot face and hands sachet of sunscreen. This sachet is about the size of a credit card. It's a single dose, tear open, and after you've covered your face and hands, there's still some left over. They tend to be used where there's large numbers of people, such as at the Grand Prix or a fun run, fetes and outdoor events. We're also finding them very popular at Australia Day events that are run by the local councils and shires. And here's another idea. The next time you send out a direct mail letter, think about including a sachet of sunscreen and repeating the message on the sachet. Suppose you received a letter that came with a sachet of sunscreen. If it didn't interest you, you'd probably toss the letter, but you might keep the sunscreen. The longer you keep the sunscreen, the better their chances of you responding. If you'd like to test the idea, that's easy. We can brand a couple of thousand with your promo offer, and you can run a test. half with the sachets and half without, and then measure the difference. Now here's a warning before you start this next track. It proposes that salespeople can make appointments and write new business by cold calling. And in this digital age, many see knocking on doors as outdated and ineffective. And if that's the way you feel, that's fine. Just press skip and advance to the next track.